You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 25th, 2005. Today was an average day at work, no big deal. Nothing much going on, and don't have much to talk about, but I do, actually, since today's the 25th, I think today is the birthday of a guy I had a crush on in college, and I'm not in contact with him anymore, but I just remember that his birthday is May 25th. I'm sure he doesn't even know where I am. I don't even know where he is. But anyway, I just, for some reason, the 25th stuck in my head, and I remembered it was his birthday. Oh, God, I just took a drink of Coke before I started this. I was stupid. Sorry about that. Tonight's podcast, or tonight, whenever you're listening to this, I have a treat. Well, at least, I don't know if it's a treat for you, but I had a phone conversation with my friend David, and he had sent me a birthday card, so I was thanking him for the birthday card, and we started talking about all kinds of things. But the interesting thing is that I recorded the phone conversation so that I could include it in the podcast, and I had asked him if it was all right, and he said fine, so I included the phone call. So, and the phone call is, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, so that's going to be the majority of the podcast tonight. Before I play the phone call, though, I did want to talk about our listener email. I got an email from John Ong again, giving me some more advice on how he has his podcast set up in terms of what kind of recording situation he has, and he explained it all to me. So he's actually got like a studio set up with literally all this different kind of stuff. But thank you, John, for the information. I appreciate it. And then we also got an email from one of my most faithful listeners, Peter. And Peter actually followed my request and sent a picture of himself. So I'm going to, at some point, set up a page and post pictures of the different listeners. But if you go to the website, you can see his picture, because I'm going to include it on tonight's update on the website. So thank you, Peter. And it looks like you live in some gorgeous area in Germany. I mean, well, it's a really good picture, for one. And then the background, all of the fields and stuff look beautiful. So it looks like you guys are having some good weather out there, too. And it was nice of Peter, because he said, I don't look anything like 41 or anything anywhere near 40. So thank you, Peter. And thank you for the picture. And that's all the email I got today. So, you know, some of you need to send your pictures in so I can post them, like Peter did. So, thank you, Peter. And that's all we have for the listener email. And now, without further ado, I will play the phone conversation from David. And then I'll come back at the end to close up. So, enjoy the phone conversation from David. Hello?
Hey, it's David.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
Pretty good.
Okay, I am officially annoyed.
Why are you annoyed?
I was supposed to have a plumber coming by to give me an estimate to do some work in the half bath on my first floor.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be here between 2 and 6. It's now 6:06. No one has stopped by. No one has called. So I am officially annoyed.
Well, that sucks. Who was the plumber?
Michael and Son.
Oh, I've seen him on TV, I think.
So I was hoping to get the get this done today, or get the estimate today, so if the estimate was good, they could do the work while I'm still off work this week. So they're not being very cooperative. It's bad customer service.
Sounds like it. What were you going to have them do? What kind of estimate are they going to do for you?
They got to move a drain pipe from one wall to the other so I can put a pedestal sink in my half bath.
Oh, that's right. How long has this half bath been messed up?
I knew you'd bring it up. Since I had the floors put in September.
So let's see, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. That's 8 months.
Yeah. And your point being?
That is sick of you if I were to get it done.
Yes, well, this is the first time I've actually had time to be off work in the last 8 months, so it makes a big difference.
That's true. So how's that new job going?
Job's fine. I haven't been there in a week and a half because I've been training.
Yeah, you've been doing training, yeah.
No, it's fine. It's much less stressful than what I was dealing with before. And that's the stress is down, the commute's better. All in all, it's a much better situation than what I was dealing with.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I wanted to tell you that I got your birthday card in the mail today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was nice of you. I've only gotten two cards so far, from you and from my father.
Okay. Well, it's still early yet.
Yeah.
A few days.
Yeah, I still have a few days. So.
Actually, I'm going to make a birthday call this evening. Today is Mom's husband's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting the way you say Mom's husband. Like, he's not your stepfather or... or anything like that.
Yeah, I did the same thing when my dad got married. It was, of course, I didn't like her. Maybe that's why. But I don't know, it doesn't seem like I know him well enough to call him a stepfather.
Yeah. Because you've only met him once, right?
I've only met him once. I mean, they haven't been married that long, but I've only met him once. And I don't know, I mean, he's a nice guy and all, but, you know, I hesitate to put the term father in there.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
No. So he's Mom's husband.
Right. Well, that makes sense. So what's new with you? Have you done anything fun lately?
No.
No? No social life?
No, I really haven't. I mean, I was out Saturday downtown. Had to go get some new shoes to work out in, and walked around DuPont for a while, had lunch and stuff, but yeah, nothing, haven't had much of a social life.
Yeah.
Of course, it's our dreary weather, you don't want to do anything outside, so that's not helping.
No kidding, we've had 3 days of this nasty weather, I'm tired of it now.
But yeah, no social life, you know, to speak of.
What are you doing this weekend, anything?
Yeah, I've got, Taylor's, you know, my youngest godson.
Yes.
His birthday is this weekend, but both he and Jason, oldest godson, are they're doing kind of a combined birthday thing because their birthdays are within a week of one another. So I'm going down there Saturday afternoon, and we may go to the movies and then probably out to dinner.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And then for their birthdays, I'm going to take the two of them to King's Dominion.
Oh, my God, are you crazy?
Yeah, you know the answer to that one already.
That is a crazy idea.
No, not at all. They're at the age now where I think they're manageable.
You know, we're like 12 and 10 or something like that?
12 and 14.
12 and 14, oh, God.
So I'm going to take a day off this summer and not going to go down on the weekend.
No.
And then at least one of the parents is going to go down with me.
That's
at least four people.
That's a good idea.
So one or both parents may go. Not sure yet.
That's cool.
But so yeah, it won't be too bad. I think they'll enjoy it. They've gotten to the point now where they can ride pretty much everything. So it should be fun.
Right. They're above the height limit on the rides.
Yeah. That's... Even the youngest is now above the height limit on. He still gets a little wigged out at some of the roller coasters, but now I think they've reached an age where they'll enjoy it, and it won't be too, you know, we'll have to dig out the the leash and the harness.
Well, what movie are you going to go see this weekend?
Don't know. We're trying to see if there's anything new, and it's possible I go see Star Wars.
You've not seen it yet?
I haven't. They have, but, you know, it's one of those that you can always see more than once.
Well, you know, what are the chances of me seeing that movie?
Slim to none.
That's right.
That's how it comes out on cable or video.
That's right. Stick with my cable. What's the deal with gay men and sci-fi stuff? There seems to be an awful lot of gay men who are into sci-fi?
I don't know. Never. I know there's some sci-fi groups for gay men, but I've never looked into it. For me, it was just, you know, I mean, considering the kind of business I'm in, you know, I deal with technology, sci-fi is a good fit.
Yeah, I guess so. But it seems like an awful lot of gay men are into the whole sci-fi thing. You know, I listen to podcasts, and one of the podcasts, Feast of Fools, I don't know if you've listened to it yet.
No.
But they actually, they went out and stood in line with a bunch of people who were waiting for to see the movie, the latest Star Wars, at, like, you know, crazy hours of the morning. And they were running into a lot of gay men, and I just thought that was interesting. So.
Yeah, it is interesting. I'm not sure why that would be.
I have no idea. So what else is new? Anything?
Unfortunately, nothing. Nothing on the relationship front. You know, no changes job-wise. Just trying to do some work on the house.
Have you had the front of the house painted yet?
No. I got the second estimate, and they messed up the estimate because they didn't include the back of the house.
Oh.
And they included a lot more wood replacement than what I want done at this point. But I still think it's going to cost me about $2,000 to get the house painted.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was going to be that expensive.
I didn't either.
But then again, I don't own a house, so I don't know what, you know, painting costs are these days.
Well, a lot of it's just in the labor because they got to scrape everything down. They've got to sand stuff down. The one company power washes everything in addition. So it's just a lot of time and a lot of labor. I didn't think I had that much stuff to paint, which I really don't. But by the time you do all the prep work, I think that's where a lot of the labor costs are coming in.
Well, yeah, because that stuff takes time.
Yeah.
Now, did you get a notice saying that you had to have the house painted?
Yeah, HOA Nazis.
The what?
HOA Nazi.
Oh, I agree with that.
Association Nazi.
But let me ask you this. Did they give you a time limit on how long you have to paint it?
Yes.
Till when?
June 11th, although I can file for an extension.
Well, June 11th is like 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Well, the one company I talked to said that they could start the week after I give them notice.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm not too worried about that. And if I need to file for an extension, I'll file for an extension. My thing is, yeah, I want the neighborhood to look nice, you know, resale value, blah, blah, blah. It's my house, and I will do this on my time schedule. If they don't like it, that's too bad.
Fuck them, right?
Exactly. You know. So I'll get it done, you know. I mean, I don't think it'll take, depending on the weather, I don't think it'll take them more than, you know, 3 or 4 days to do the house.
Oh, that's at the max. I would think like 2 days.
Well, it'll take longer because they've got to come in and power wash and then let the house dry.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then they'll come in and do everything else. But, yeah, the second estimate I got, you know, they came and took pictures of the house and emailed me the estimate, and it's like, well, that's fine, but you missed a bunch of stuff. I would have preferred to meet with them in person.
Oh, they did it when you were not even there.
Oh, I was here. I just don't know when they did it. They come in and took pictures of the front, but they neglected to do the back or to see what I needed to have done. And some of the wood replacement that they picked is not stuff that I need to have done right now. The stuff I need to have done right now didn't show up in any of their pictures, so
oh.
I'm kind of at a, you know, it makes me want to lean towards the one company. I mean, he was over when he said he'd be over. He brought over a book of everything, all of his licenses and insurance and everything. So, I mean, he was...
Good, they have to make sure he's licensed and bonded.
He's licensed, insured, and bonded. His insurance papers are up to date. I mean, he brought everything over. He brought over the certifications from the state, his certifications from OSHA and the EPA, because they do work with, you know, materials that are listed. And, you know, what I was amazed at, he went out to his car to do the estimate, and I thought he was taking, you know, a little longer than I expected. And he came back in. He did not have a handwritten estimate. He had a printed out estimate. You know, so I mean, it's definitely a company that, you know, pays attention to detail.
Yeah, and if that means that he had a computer with a portable printer in his car, ready to, you know, print it right out.
Yeah. So he gave me two estimates. He gave me one for the outside, and then an optional estimate to do the inside of the windows. But I can do those.
Yeah.
Since the windows, I can take the windows out and bring them into the house. I can do that. That's not a big deal.
Right.
It's a pain, but that could be one of those where you invite a couple people over and grab some pizza and beer, and everyone just paints a window.
Right. That could be fun. Well, when you get this painting done and when you get the bathroom done, are you going to have a party?
Yeah, I hope to.
Because let's see,
I've been saying that for 4 years now.
I was just going to say, haven't you? Isn't this like the 4-year anniversary of you moving into your house?
Hey, I moved in, yeah, 4 years ago this month.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking.
So yeah, I'm hoping to. You know, I've gotten a lot of the work done in the backyard. I need to do a little bit more. I'm hoping to have something fairly soon.
Did you plant anything in the backyard?
I didn't plant anything. I took some stuff out.
Right. I was just wondering if you planted anything new in there.
I'm not going to plant anything new. I decided that anything new that goes in the backyard is going to go in, you know, big pots.
Right.
So I can control their growth.
Growth, yeah.
A lot of the other stuff, a lot of it's been just, I went a little nuts with the saw and took out a bunch of stuff. And I have a big holly bush right here by my back door I couldn't do anything with because I had doves nesting in it. I didn't want to disturb them.
Are they still there?
They're gone. She'll be back again as it cools down. I've always seen her here twice a year nesting.
And did she have babies?
She did.
Oh, cool.
She had at least, I saw at least one. And there may have been others, but I did see at least one.
But now that they're gone, are you going to try to...
Now that they're gone, I'll trim the shrub, you know, quite a bit. I won't cut it down just because I like watching the nest.
Right.
And I do like my doves.
Yeah.
But everything else, I've taken a lot of the old shrubbery out. I've got one more I need to take out and just trim this one up.
Cool.
And then eventually I'll have the whole deck ripped out and do something different. Which, that's one of those projects that's a ways away.
Yeah, you've got a lot of projects on,
I got a lot of,
on the list.
The house needed to be updated. It was built in the late 80s. And, you know, unfortunately it still has some of the late 80s design to it, so I'm getting there.
Yeah.
The floors, and I get the half bath done and redo some of the painting from when I had the floors done. It'll look a lot better. Of course, I'm also thinking about repainting, especially on the first floor with some custom colors, but I haven't quite decided yet.
Well, you got time for that too.
Yeah. At this point, I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
And then hopefully next year, if I don't have any other major expenses, I'm hoping to get a new refrigerator.
Well, I'm thinking about looking into the home equity line of credit and seeing what the variable interest rate is, because, you know, I'd like to redo my kitchen and my bathrooms.
Yeah. The last time I looked, they were still fairly low. I think I've seen some in the 4.5% range.
Well, I keep getting the, you know, on my mortgage statement every month, it says, you know, you qualify for, you know, $75,000 in home equity. You know, give us a call.
Right.
And I would guess that since it's through my mortgage company and I have a great history with them, that they would offer me a decent rate.
You would think. When I did the home equity loan so that I could do the floors, their rate was actually not one of the better rates I had received.
Oh.
So I was actually kind of surprised. So I have two different mortgage companies. And I had thought about doing a small home equity line of credit just for emergency type things, you know, getting the house painted, or, you know, if I have problems with the furnace, or, you know, something goes out, you know, I have some money that I can extend. The houses in my neighborhood are still going up in value. So even if I did a, you know, a $10,000 line of credit, you know, I'm still way under the, you know, where I need to be.
Well, and the thing about that too is that you're not planning on moving anytime soon. So even if the prices of the houses go down, you're not planning to move and to try to sell it to get money out of it.
Not planning on it. Now, if Fairfax County doesn't do something about their taxes, that's going to be a different story.
That's true. They're very high taxes.
Because they're taxing, you know, those of us single income people, they're taxing out of the county. Because I really, you know, my taxes last year were almost $3,000. My mortgage, even after refinancing to a lower rate, I'm paying almost $350 a month more.
Just because of the taxes.
Because of the taxes.
Right. Well, you know what I do? I put in extra money each month into escrow so that they won't readjust my mortgage payment now, you know, twice a year. So instead of paying the principal, I'm putting it into the escrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about that. I have an extra payment going to principal.
Yeah, well, that just means, that's actually very good. I should be doing that, but I can't afford it. But that means your loan will be paid off sooner. But for me, I have to, you know, I'm on a budgeted income, so I can't deal with the twice a year them readjusting the mortgage payment based on the fucking taxes. So I put in the extra money into the escrow so that when they get to that time that they won't be at a loss in the escrow where they have to readjust the mortgage. So, you know, I figured that out about a year ago, and because I need to pay the same thing every month for a long time, I can't afford the changes in the mortgage payment. So
yeah, I'm going to wait and see what happens this year, and I may make some changes. And my other option, of course, is I can always get a roommate to help offset the cost.
Yeah, that's true. You do have an empty bedroom, don't you?
Well, mostly empty. I've got a couple things up there that if I did get a roommate and, you know, that had their own furniture, I would have to probably either sell or I'd probably sell it.
Yeah.
I like the old entertainment center and stuff. I wouldn't mind selling it. You know, my other option, of course, would be to furnish the room and do it out as a furnished room.
That's true.
Be great for, you know, college students and everything else. So, I mean, I have options. I don't want a roommate. I like having my privacy and my own space. But if I had to do it, even if I did it on a, you know, I see lots of ads on Craigslist where people are looking for short-term, you know, type things. And
right.
I've done that in the past, and that's worked out very well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get some extra money and help offset some of your costs. So
absolutely.
I'm not pressed about the mortgage increases just yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Since I can always rent that room out. I'm a mile away from a metro. You know, the bus picks up right outside the addition. So.
Right.
You know, and it's a safe neighborhood, and there's everything is, you know, within a 5-minute drive, you've got access to pretty much everything you need.
Yeah.
So, you know, neighborhood-wise, it's not too bad.
No.
A lot of it is, I really don't want someone invading my space.
Well, that's the way I am about it, and I wouldn't be having anyone live with me.
Yeah. I mean, if I want someone to invade my space, I want them to really invade my space. I'm going to get a roommate. I want it to be in the same room.
Someone you could have some sex with.
Yeah, that too.
All right, well, on that note.
Anyway.
The news is
those of us that are not getting any.
Well, we can talk about sex sometime, but but this conversation I think we have to bring to an end because
yes.
The news is coming on soon. You know how I like my national news.
It's your 6:30 news.
Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to just thank you for the birthday card. That was very sweet of you.
You're welcome.
So, Well, I will talk
to you. Do you have any plans for the weekend? Or?
Actually, no, because the boyfriend has family in town, so we did our birthday weekend last weekend.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to, when his family was actually coming in.
They're coming in Friday and not leaving till Tuesday, so I'll be alone this week. Actually, I'm going to go over to his house for dinner one night and meet the family, so.
Okay.
I don't know which night it is yet, but yeah, that's what we're going to do.
All right, well, let me know, and I'll be around. I don't have plans to go anywhere outside of, to the Godsons on Saturday, so.
Is that in the evening or during the day?
That's going to be afternoon. The parents actually have plans that evening, so we want to make it early so they can go do their thing. And
cool. Well, maybe
my thing.
Maybe on your way back from them, you can stop by here and we can hang out.
Sure.
And I can treat you to a bottle of wine.
Okay, or I could treat you to dinner.
That's true, too. Well, give me a call later in the week, and we'll or on Saturday, because I'll definitely be around.
Okay.
And we'll plan that.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a nice call from David, don't you think? He's a sweet guy. He sent me a birthday card. I've been friends with him for, God, I don't know. We talked about this just recently at the boyfriend's dinner party. I think we've been friends for 13 years. So, and I'm sure we'll be friends for a very long time. So thank you for the call, David, and I hope everything goes well. I hope the plumber showed up and gave you a good estimate. All right, well, that's the podcast for tonight. I hope you weren't too bored and enjoyed the conversation. Got to hear my friend David's voice, and that's it. So, until you hear from me again, have a great evening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. Imagine, 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 imagine.